Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, another great week, in fact. Today is Cyber Monday. It is also Protest Monday. It is a day of rage around the world, in parts of the world that are terribly, terribly oppressed and ground down, and where liberty is taken away. A day of rage in China. We will be speaking to Gordon Chang about what exactly is going on. A day of rage in China, in Iran, as a prelude to the big soccer game, and, of course, in Arizona. How's the protest doing in Arizona? How is the protest doing in Washington State, where there was a congressional race? There is a congressional race, which has been over for a long time, but there is one of the candidates recount, even though the margin get to all of that. There is also a great deal of controversy concerning the guest list down at Mar-a-Lago. Now, you may say, I'll kind of give Trump a break. It's weekend. He should be able to talk to whoever he wants to. But what if the people he apparently wants to talk to and welcomes for dinner happen to be two of the most prominent anti-Semites and radicals and hate merchants, frankly, in the world? We will get to that. This is a subject of a lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal, so we will get to that coming up on the Medved Show. We will also be speaking to what exactly is to be gained at this point from the continued struggles in Arizona trying to get the election done over again in Maricopa County, when the Republicans in Maricopa County, who basically run the county, are saying, please don't do this. We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First of all, for people who missed the news over Thanksgiving week, I want to make it pretty clear, because I think it's one of those things that it is an important matter. And once something is included in a very prominent editorial in the Wall Street Journal, it should be important to any conservatives who really care about the future of the conservative movement and of the Republican Party. President Trump had a dinner. It was not on Thanksgiving. And a lot of people who are confused about this have said that, oh, it was Thanksgiving dinner. Well, it was Thanksgiving week, and apparently they had Thanksgiving themes. And they had a number of people. And Kanye West had asked if he could come for dinner. And he had not notified President Trump of the guests that he was going to bring with him. One of the guests is unidentified. But one of the guests is very much identified, and his name is Nick Fuentes. And the situation with Kanye West and the unapologetic, I mean completely unapologetic and intensifying anti-Semitism is pretty bad. But it gets much worse when you bring Nick Fuentes with you. If you remember Charlottesville at all, one of the worst things about Charlottesville was it was on Friday night, which, of course, is a time when Jews who follow the traditional religion will go to synagogue or temple. They have a temple, which is the way you refer to a Reform Jewish congregation, in Charlottesville. And Nick Fuentes was one of the people who led marchers going around that temple with torches saying, Jews will not replace us, Jews will not replace us, etc. And Nick Fuentes is also somebody who, in one of his most notorious proclamations, has said that the Holocaust was no more serious than a bake sale. and that the ovens that were used to abuse human remains, to burn up human remains, were actually used for a cookie bake. And I know it's an attempt at being humorous over the death of 6 million people, which Nick Fuente says did not happen. Here's the way the Wall Street Journal writes about it. They write that Donald Trump's presidential campaign is barely 2 weeks old, and already it has his trademarks of bad company and bad judgment. Both were on display Tuesday evening when he hosted the rapper Kanye West, who now go by the name of Ye, as we all know, and some comrades, interesting choice of word, for dinner at Mar-a-Lago. One of the hangers-on was 24-year-old Nick Fuentes, a prominent white nationalist who mocks the Holocaust. Mr. Trump claims that Mr. West had asked to see him and brought along Mr. Fuentes. The former president says he didn't know who Mr. Fuentes is, which is really, honestly, considering how prominent Fuentes has been. He led demonstrations before January 6th. He was also there on January 6th, but he led demonstrations with people cheering, "Down with the GOP, down with the GOP." He was campaigning against the two Republican candidates who would have kept Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. He was campaigning against them because they would have kept Republican control of the Senate. And though he claims to be very pro-Trump, he says that he doesn't support a Republican Senate. So before another George, do you want to have such a person at your home for dinner? And by the way, when you're the former president of the United States, you've got some control over who they bring along, and you sit down in your private club. I mean, especially you have some control because it costs so much to be a member of the private club, generally. Mr. Trump claims that Mr. West had asked to see him and brought along Mr. Fuentes. The former president says he didn't know who Mr. Fuentes is, but both Mr. West and Mr. Fuentes have said since the meeting that Mr. Trump was deeply impressed with Mr. Fuentes' political insight. Great. That may be because sources on hand for the dinner have leaked to reporters that Mr. Fuentes flattered Mr. Trump. Nothing goes further in Mar-a-Lago than flattery, writes the Wall Street Journal. Others have lambasted Mr. Trump for hosting Mr. Fuentes, including David Friedman, who was ambassador to Israel during the Trump presidency. He's also a longtime friend and attorney for President Trump. Mr. Trump's failure to vet visitors is an example of his usual lack of organization and discipline, especially given that Mr. West has also been spreading anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. But worse is that Mr. Trump hasn't admitted his mistake in hosting the men or distanced himself from the odious views of Mr. Fuentes. Instead, Mr. Trump portrays himself as an innocent who was taken advantage of by Mr. West. This is also all too typical of Mr. Trump's behavior as president. He also ducked responsibility and never did manage to denounce the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, or others who have resorted to divisive racial politics or even violence, as on January 6, 2021. Look, this is one of those things where, is it possible that Trump could have actually helped himself by acknowledging that there are some people, like Nick Fuentes, who is a nakedly white supremacist, and who has said before that all black people and all Jewish people should be driven out of the United States. A great friendship he must have with Kanye West. Okay, meanwhile, they have problems in China. And they really do have problems. Big protests, historic protests. What are they angry about? Or is this similar to just objections to Dr. Fauci? No, it's much, much more than that. We'll be speaking with Gordon Chang on China and COVID and the current deep unrest in the Middle Kingdom. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael MedVet Show.
It is a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And on the Michael Medved show, for people who make excuses for China and for all of its excesses and its neglect of democracy and its oppression of its populace, the one thing you hear about China is it's stable. It's a stable place, good place to invest. Well, right now the market has gone down sharply earlier this morning because of China and demonstrations in Nanjing and demonstrations in Shanghai and Beijing, most amazingly, protests in China. What is going on? No one better to talk to on that than than Gordon G. Chang. Gordon has written books about the coming collapse of China. Is this part of that process, Gordon? Is it that serious, the demonstrations about the zero-tolerance regime concerning COVID?
I think so, Michael. You know, you snickered a little bit, and you should, because I can justifiably be criticized for calling the collapse of the Communist Party too soon. But what we were seeing over the weekend was extraordinary. What happened is these protests just started. They were no organization, no leaders. They just started because people had had enough of the Communist Party. The Communist Party has lost people's hearts. The reason why that's important, that's a phrase from a famous Chinese historian, Yu Yingshi, who said that the reason why the communists won in 1949 over far superior forces of Chiang Kai-shek and the nationalists is because Chiang had lost people's hearts. And we're seeing the same thing today.
And we're seeing it. It was all provoked because of a terrible fire. And the fire is associated with COVID and the lockdown policy. How does that work?
Yeah, on Thursday, there was a fire in an apartment block in Urumqi, which is the capital of the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. And firefighters couldn't get to the block because of COVID barriers on roads. And people were apparently locked into their homes by COVID authorities. So people died, including children. And that just triggered white-hot anger across Chinese society. So it was the COVID rules that led to horrible deaths. They say 10, but most people think that it's 4 or 5 times that number.
Well, I understand the government's line is, hold on for a moment. We are saving literally hundreds of millions of lives by our tough COVID policy. Is China doing well in handling COVID in the country where it originated?
No, they're not. And the reason is that there have been a lot of lives lost because of these COVID rules. People not being able to go to hospitals, people starving in their homes, can't get out. And, of course, there's been economic toll on society, mental health, as we've seen in our own country, Michael. And so really what we're having is when you balance all of that off, it's really horrible. Now, China's right now in a very serious COVID predicament, but they're there because they refuse to import modern vaccines. And so because that would have been an admission that foreign technology is better than China's. So right now, basically, there's nothing Beijing can do. It's damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Has the locally made vaccine in China been widely applied? Is it a heavily vaccinated population?
Heavily vaccinated population, except for elderly. But the two main Chinese vaccines don't work. As I said, certainly they're not effective at all against the most recent variants, Omicron and the Omicron subvariants. And so they feel they have no defense against the disease other than isolation. And they've got a political problem in that Xi Jinping is identified with zero COVID, so you can't criticize it because that's politically impossible. And because the Communist Party weaponized COVID propaganda in the early months of the pandemic, telling the world that its control of the disease proved the superiority of communism over democracy.
So what happens next? And by the way, you thought that I was snickering at you. I wasn't at all. I mean, I thought it's just ironic that a very long time ago you wrote about the coming collapse of communist China, and what we're seeing before our eyes is jaw-dropping. This is the most serious kind of protest they've had since Tiananmen Square, right?
Right. I mean, and I don't mind being snickered at, Michael. This is actually more serious than Tiananmen, even though Tiananmen involved far more cities and much larger numbers. And the reason is that in 1989, virtually no protester wanted the Communist Party out of the way. All they wanted was Li Peng, a hardline premier, to step down so that the party could reform itself. So they were into the party system. And these days, we saw this weekend, people were chanting, down with the Communist Party, down with Xi Jinping. You can't get more revolutionary than that.
What's going to happen to those people?
I fear for them. Now the crackdown is starting. China has artificial intelligence, facial recognition, maybe as many as 620 million surveillance cameras. So they can identify everybody of interest to them. And I think it's going to be a very dark period, much as it was after the Tiananmen massacre, where China then started rounding up people who had been, you know, demonstrating in Beijing and the 370 other cities.
Do you think many people in China recognize that their vaccines, that they've been very, very forcibly encouraged to get, are less effective than the vaccines that we have in the West?
Well, if they didn't, they certainly have, as they watched the World Cup on TV. This has been another really extraordinary development, where the Chinese people saw, you know, all these people in the stands in Qatar, and they're saying, well, they're not masked. And then the thing is, the Chinese people are very clever. They said, are those people on a different planet than we are? How come we're not past COVID? And that has been part of the reason for the anger recently. There are a lot of things that have been building up to this, Michael. It's a tipping point.
And what is the next stage in the tipping point, as you would anticipate it?
You know, that's a great question. I think this is going to be a long struggle between the party and the people, because we saw a real anger and defiance and fearlessness over the weekend. And I think that there's going to be a lot of fighting between the party and the people, which means China is going to be unstable.
Would it be smart for the West, the United States and our allies, to offer the Chinese people some help with getting vaccines?
Sure. I think that would be a great public relations move on the part of the U.S. because we're saying we want to save your lives. The Communist Party doesn't.
Well, that's exactly right. Gordon, I know you have to run, a very busy day for you. And keep elevating us with the truth, which right now sounds encouraging for people who hate communist tyranny. We will be right back with another tyranny that's on wobbly legs right now. We're talking about Iran, with someone who's been imprisoned in Iran and has some real perspective. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you, because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cyber Monday is in full swing on the heels of a record-setting Black Friday. The holiday shopping frenzy continues as many Thanksgiving travelers are still trying to make their way home. The major airlines are reporting a few disruptions after thousands of flight delays and cancellations on Sunday. A new study says fewer and fewer Americans are lighting up.
the number of Americans smoking cigarettes is reaching a record low. A new survey from Gallup puts that number at just 11%. The decline was driven by fewer younger adults lighting up. Just over a third of those between 18 and 29 smoked between 2001 and 2003. It has since dropped to 12% in the last few years. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jason Rezaian is a writer for the Washington Post, a correspondent for the Post, stationed in Tehran, from 2012 to 2016. He spent 544 days, just let that sink in, think about it, unjustly imprisoned by Iranian authorities until his release in January of 2016. He's also a CNN contributor, and he's a Nieman Fellow at Harvard, class of 2017. Jason, you wrote a piece recently saying that you're favorable toward Team USA in the World Cup. Who isn't? But it's even more important that Iran advances in the World Cup. Why is it so important that Iran win?
Michael, you know, I know we always like to think that sporting competitions like the World Cup or the Olympics are supposed to be on politics, but obviously they aren't. And at the moment, with nationwide protests taking place in Iran, a brutal crackdown by the regime against protesters ongoing for almost 3 months now, really the country is in the midst of a freedom movement, shining a spotlight on that country and its sportsmen at the World Cup is a great opportunity to bring billions of eyes onto what's happening in that country. Now, that requires sports commentators and others to bring this up. But as I watch the coverage of the World Cup, all discussion of Iran inevitably comes back to what's going on the ground right now. So I think to keep that going as long as possible behooves that movement.
And in terms of where the movement goes right now, I mean, we're going through these very serious demonstrations. We're just speaking to Gordon Chang, who says that these are the most serious signs of unrest in China, and in many ways worse than Tiananmen Square. and what we've had going on in Iran, it's been 3 months. Is the regime in serious trouble?
I think it is. I mean, I don't want to predict, you know, a timeline for the collapse of the Islamic Republic, but I just don't see any going back to an old status quo. Iranians have made clear that they no longer want to live under the repressive rules of this state, if they ever did. But they don't have any fear about standing up and defying the rules at this point. And frankly, in the past, you know, over 43 years, there's always been some protests inside Iran. We remember famously 2009 and 2019. There is nothing that the regime has to offer to placate the very legitimate demands of Iranian people. And I just wanted to add on, you know, going back to your point about the protests in China, it was really heartening to see groups of Chinese protesters saying that they're standing in solidarity with the women of Iran. It's an incredible thing. You know, we've watched the march of authoritarianism over the last few years. To see people in these two countries pushing back and calling for greater freedoms, it's a sign of hope in an otherwise dark time.
No, it is amazing the times we're living in, because first of all, we have the struggle in Ukraine, and am I correct that there has been no country in the world that has been more supportive of Russian brutality in Ukraine than Iran, providing
That's
drones
right.
and equipment and unqualified support?
And actually, Ukrainian authorities came out today and said that you know, Iranian military operatives have been caught and maybe killed in Crimea in recent days. So, you know, I think the Islamic Republic has chosen their side in that battle. And if you'll remember, in early 2020, Iranian authorities shot down a Ukraine Airlines passenger plane that had, you know, 170-something people on board. There is not a lot of good blood between these two countries, and I think you know, Iran very defiantly standing up with Russia is a choice that it's made to double down on its repressive history and what it thinks is the pathway forward. I just don't think that that's well, I should say, I hope that's not the way that things are trending around the world.
And Russia, I take it, among the populace in Iran, is not a popular cause, is it?
Not at all. I mean, you know, Iranians have deep distrust for Russia going back centuries. The relationships between the two countries have always been pretty strained. Iranians have felt that Russians have taken advantage of them on more than one occasion. And, you know, I remember in the early 2010s, you know, reading stories in the Iranian press of, you know, prominent Iranian businessmen who were doing a lot of business between Russia and China, saying essentially, you know, this is not our preferred relationship. We'd prefer to do business with the United States and Europe. This is just a placeholder for us. So it's really a marriage of convenience as far as I can tell.
Would you like to see, now that we've, I think, pretty much abandoned the idea of restructuring the Iran nuclear deal, a more forceful, fervent speaking out in behalf of the voices for freedom and hope in Iran from the West, hearing
Certainly.
More from America's leaders about how important this is?
Yeah, and you know, I think we can all agree that you know, a long-lasting nuclear non-proliferation deal with any country that doesn't currently have a nuclear weapon is probably a good thing. But ultimately, now is not the time to negotiate something like that with these people, because who knows if they will be here a year from now. But yes, I think that the U.S. Should be speaking out more forcefully. And I will say that you know, I've been watching Iran and U.S. relations for a very long time. I think the Biden administration is actually saying a lot more of the right things. And in my closed-door conversations with officials in the administration, they're trying to do more than either the Trump or Obama administration did. I think there's a lot to be learned, and it's very difficult when you haven't had diplomatic relations with the country for 40-plus years to have a really good grounding on what it is we should and shouldn't be doing to support these efforts. But right now, you know, the thing that I keep hearing about is the need to help Iranians stay online, connected to the Internet. And one thing that I'm tracking very closely is efforts to ease the way for Iranian dissidents to come to the United States to add to conversations about ways of supporting Iranian civil society, because ultimately we're dealing with a void of good intelligence.
You still have family back in Iran?
I do. I have lots of family. Both my own, you know, the siblings of my father who are still living, many cousins, and my wife's family are all there.
And you must worry about them.
All the time. And, you know, our conversations with them are sometimes strained because you never know who's listening. And given our own experience of trouble with the regime several years back, which continued well after my release, you know, harassment, propaganda against myself. It is, you know, it's a constant concern. And, you know, we've seen that the soccer team is being threatened right now.
Right now, I just have, sir, we're going to bring that story in just a moment. But I've got to tell you, appreciate your voice so much, and God bless you and give you strength. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It was a real pleasure speaking with Jason Rezaian of the Washington Post, who has actually been imprisoned for more than a year by the Iranian government. And he mentioned the threats today, just reported by CNN, to the family members for Iran's World Cup soccer team. They have been reportedly threatened with imprisonment and torture. This is the family members of the players. If the players fail to behave, in quotes, ahead of the match against the USA on Tuesday, that, according to a source involved in the security of the games, following the refusal of Iranian players to sing the nation's national anthem in their opening match against England on November 21st, the source said the players were called to a meeting with members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Yeah, this is a... I mean, it's extremely terrifying. And again, you would think, well, why aren't some of these athletes thinking about doing what used to be called defecting? That would happen. That was a problem with athletes from the old evil empire of the Soviet Union, of Russia. And people would defect when they could, including some very prominent people. But here, the ruthlessness of the regime in terms of brutalizing family members is obviously going to work against that. The AP is reporting an Iranian general today acknowledged that more than 300 people have been killed in the unrest surrounding nationwide protests, giving the first official word on casualties in 2 months. That estimate is considerably lower, by a factor of 10 at least, than the toll reported by human rights activists in Iran, a U.S.-based group that has been closely tracking the protests since they erupted after the September 16th death of a young woman being held by the country's morality police. This is extraordinary, and this is what is coming up for the U.S. team, which is going to be playing the Iranian team. And it's one of the reasons that Jason Rezaian has written about why Americans might, of course you want to see the U.S. win, but why it would be important for Iran to advance in the World Cup. This is a world sports anchor, Patrick Snell, who is reporting about the controversy surrounding the upcoming U.S. men's national team's game match, I think you're supposed to say, against Iran. That's tomorrow. Clip 8.
The U.S. soccer telling us today it changed Iran's flag. This was for a 24-hour period on its social media accounts to show, quote, support for the women in Iran fighting for basic human rights, but did always plan to go back to the original flag. Now, the emblem from Iran's flag is missing during that period on the U.S. soccer's social media, but the emblem remaining on its main website. Now, in response, Iran state media reporting on Sunday, and this could be highly significant, that the United States should be kicked out of the tournament and suspended for 10 games for what it called distorted image of the country's flag. We haven't heard anything from FIFA officially on this, Jim, but it's just another high-profile incident in the build-up to a game already attracting major scrutiny.
And Tyler Adams, who's one of the captains of the U.S. men's national team, also created controversy by mispronouncing Iran and was called out by an Iranian journalist and the kind of journalist who represents, obviously, the government of the very benighted government of the mullahs. It sounded like this, clip 14.
You say you support the Iranian people, but you're pronouncing our country's name wrong. Our country is named Iran, not Iran. Please, once and for all, let's get this clear. Second of all, are you okay to be representing a country that has so much discrimination against black people in its own borders? And we saw the Black Lives Matter movement over the past few years.
My apologies on the mispronunciation of your country. Yeah, that being said, you know, there's discrimination everywhere you go. One thing that I've learned, especially from living abroad in the past years and having to fit in different cultures, is that in the U.S. we're continuing to make progress every single day. I grew up in a white family with obviously an African-American heritage and background as well. So I had a little bit of different cultures, and I was very, very easily able to assimilate in different cultures. So, you know, not everyone has that ease and the ability to do that, and obviously it takes longer to understand, and through education I think it's super important, like you just educated me now on the pronunciation of your country. So it's a process. I think as long as you see progress, that's the most important thing.
And which is actually kind of a better answer than you would expect right now, isn't it? I mean, and by the way, the difference between Iran and Iran. I mean, this is not a Miss South Carolina thing. He wasn't talking about the Iran. The Iran, pardon me. And again, how is it that the representative of the Iranian media could be so sensitive on this? Look, if your country has been known as a world pariah for years, and you think about going back to taking the hostages, and it wasn't just America, remember, they also were taking Canadian hostages in embassies in Tehran at the time, and that this was so celebrated, and the brutality of the Iranian regime. The idea that how can you be so sensitive on something like that? Well, it has to do with the position in the world. And this is why what's going on in China is so remarkable. Because China was supposed to be a rival to the United States, this super stable, capable regime, brutal, and certainly not freedom-loving, but now the word on what the protesters are actually saying about China is so remarkable. Here's a CNN report. This is clip 3 on the demonstrations going on right now.
I'm in the center of a protest in Beijing right now. They're chanting that they don't want COVID tests. They want freedom. They've been chanting this for hours. People have gathered here in the center of Beijing to protest the COVID measures. We are in Taoyuan District. This is the city center. This is also where the authorities have urged people to stay at home because the COVID outbreak is severe here. Now, the area is also important because this is where the American Embassy is over there. There are many foreign embassies over here. There is a heavy police presence. I am surrounded by police. They're telling me to shift in a little bit. And if we just turn the camera around, you'll see there is a row of police. There is mostly young people who have gathered here. And many people are also holding white papers in their hands, which is a sign of solidarity against censorship.
Which is remarkable. And even more remarkable, the leader of the Communist Party in China, Xi Jinping, recently gave himself, or had the party confer upon him, all kinds of dictatorial powers. And the people in the streets in China responding to that. This clip, too, listen. What they are saying is to resign. They want Xi Jinping to resign. Now, is he likely to resign? No, certainly not at this point. But is this a very serious matter to this regime? I think it unquestionably is. There will be coming up next hour, we're going to be talking about more protests, other protests that are very indignant, very impassioned, protests not in Iran or China, but in Arizona. Is there honestly an end of democracy that is being imposed by the Republicans in Arizona who are now being attacked by other Republicans who are election denialists? We will get to that situation with Henry Olson of the Washington Post and the Ethics and Public Policy Center in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.